The August 18th. He got going this morning on the plane out to Illinois on the speech writing problems. He wants Price to go back and look at his various extemporaneous speeches to see the way the president does these things. For instance, the speech to the business council group, which the president had me get him a transcript of, he felt was rough but very good, and he had me show it to John Andrews to get him to look at the feel of the president's style. It's the rhythm of that he's trying to work on. He says the writers keep trying to make it pretty, and it doesn't have any punch. That we can't just go with presidential style that Price works for. That's not Nixon. He talks in gutsy terms, and he wants his stuff to be closer to Harry Truman than to Harding. He doesn't want beautiful prose. He wants memorable prose, not trick phrases, because they're too contrived. He says the speechwriters have good ideas, but they don't get them in the right style, and that therefore he has to shift them to his style, and that he shouldn't be required to do. The follow-up to the economic speech, he had Hodgson attack Meany today, and that got a good play. Meany refused to comment on it, but Hodgson said that he was out of touch with his constituents. And Muskie also came out and kicked us today, and Griffin's agreed to answer that one, so at least we... Day, August 18th. The Illinois visit went very well, with huge crowds in Springfield, along the motorcade routes in front of the Capitol and at the State Fair. The President gave an outstanding extemporaneous talk at the old Capitol and on the occasion of signing the bill to set up the Lincoln birthplace as an historical site. He had not intended to speak at any length, but apparently was inspired by the occasion. In any event, he did a very good talk on the nation's destiny, etc., in Lincolnian terms that was highly effective and greatly impressed the press. He was completely mobbed by the crowds at the fair. All of the reaction was positive, and there's again a strong feeling that you can't help but get from this that things are a lot better in the country than they were. In Idaho, he also had an exceptionally good reception at the airport before we helicoptered up to Grand Tetons to spend the night. He came up with the line on our counterattack that we ought to tie Meany to Muskie and talk about the Meany-Muskie partisanship, etc., which would hurt both of them and upset both of them, probably cause them both to deny it, which would create even more problems. The TV tonight was very good on our coverage of all of the trip stuff. We got a lot of mileage out of it, except for one bad shot by Daniel Shore, who kicked us on the fact that we hadn't done anything about aid to parochial schools. We were just talking about it. President had a beautiful cabin overlooking the lake. Larry and I had a cabin just next to him. He called me over before dinner for a brief review of the day, and then I presume folded up early, end of August 18th.